All right, let us go to L.A. and bring in Barry Bloom of Forbes.com. Barry, how are you?
I'm good. Just about a month ago, we took my grandson, who's 2.5 years old, his first game at Citi Field, and he lasted 3 innings.
Oh, very good. 3 innings. That's not a quality start. But
Arizona,
I wanted to get a quick report from you, and I know you're busy down there, but Arizona and the Dodgers, and it had so many twists and turns last night, and a lot of sort of finger-pointing after the game from Arizona, comments to the press. Bring us up to date on that.
Well, I think the first thing you have to say is that in the nomenclature of our time, there have been 14 runs scored in this series, and 13 of them have been on home runs. So there hasn't been a lot of diversity in the way these games are played. They've also all gone down to the wire, Diamondbacks holding on to the first one and blowing the last two games. So we're getting down to the wire here. Tensions are just getting brought. Everything's being dissected. Hit sequences. Interestingly enough, in the Friday night game, Mathis, Dave Greinke signed for a curveball against Hernandez. Greinke waved it off, threw a fastball, he hit it out. Yesterday against Bradley, it was fastball, pinky curve, awful curve, and Kemp hit it out. I mean, that's pretty much where we are. It's so close between the two teams.
Barry, do you see anybody who's the front runner in this division right now? The Dodgers were ice cold, and last week we were seeming like they weren't going to make the postseason at all, and now they've turned it around, and their bullpen seems like it's gotten a little tougher. Are you seeing them as the front runner?
Well, I think they're obviously better with Jansen back and starting to get healthy. You know, and he's basically worked his way out of some gems and closed out the game for the last two nights, which is, you know, great for the Dodgers. Plus, they bring in Brian Matson to help back him up a little bit. That's another body with some experience. So when you look at the two teams, you have to think that the Dodgers have more talent, they've got higher payroll, and that they should win this thing, you know, going down the stretch. But the Diamondbacks are very tough. I think it's a down-to-the-wire race between the two of them and the Rockies.
Barry Bloom with us at Forbes.com. Barry, to the American League tonight. I know you've kind of been our Shohei Ohtani guy all season long. Ohtani's going to pitch tonight in what is, I mean, virtually a rehab start against the Houston Astros. Your thoughts on Ohtani? Because this is a sort of an unprecedented situation where a guy has trouble with his elbow, but because he was still a hitter, they left him in as a DH, and now he's been he spent no time on the DL. He's just really now back here to pitch. So your thoughts on his start tonight?
Well, he actually did spend over a month on the DL before they cleared him to hit. But he's been hitting since July 3rd and building back up his arm. And I think their decision here is, let's get him out there, see how strong that elbow is, and let's find out if we're going to go into the offseason, you know, with him being able to prepare to do both things next year, or if we have to have surgery, let's just do it now. And then at least get him back by May or June next year to hit while he's rehabbing the elbow. And I think that's what this was all about for the rest of the season. You know, get him out there for 4 or 5 starts. See how his elbow holds up. But the team's going nowhere anyway. So I think that's the whole decision.
Boy, interesting. Are you surprised at that at all? I mean, here's a guy with the partial tear. They shut him down forever, and now they're bringing him back in September, and they're not going anywhere.
Well, my take on it is that they could not get Ohtani on board to do this surgery back in July, which is when it should have been done. So like Tanaka with the Yankees, who has a grade 1 tear, they let him build back up and the scar tissue build back up and hope that the elbow's going to stay intact with a grade 2. And like I said, this is not competitive for them to win. This is purely to see if Ohtani has the ability to pitch this season or whether he's going to need surgery in the offseason and move forward with it.
All right, good answer. Good answer. Barry Bloom of Forbes.com. Glad to spend a little time with you on Sunday morning. I want to go back to that Arizona-Dodger game, which I saw a little bit of on TV last night. It's an electric atmosphere, and two teams that go at it. I mean, and the manager of the Diamondbacks under a lot of pressure. Kemp hits the home run. I mean, last night was maybe one of the highlights of the season, I think.
And they have today becomes even a bigger game for the Diamondbacks because they need to split this series. And as you know, you saw them in San Francisco last week. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Mariners last weekend. They're playing a lot of very tough games on the margin because they're not scoring any runs besides hitting home runs. You know, they're not generating any offense. And it's very hard for a team over the course of time to do that. You know, they're not striking out a lot, but they are, you know, putting the ball in play when you need to with runners scoring position. And they're going to have to start doing that. You can't just live by the home runs alone. They also don't have enough home run hitters for that to be the difference. So I think, yeah, there's some pressure on them. But as I kind of wrote yesterday, I mean, there's a lot more pressure on the Dodgers here from ownership and the fan base to win. I mean, the Diamondbacks are playing with house money. Nobody expected them the last 2 years to be doing what they're doing. And if they can get to the playoffs again this year, you know, it's really a bonus.
Boy, very good. Well, enjoy the day. You've got Buchholz today and Buehler. How do you like that one?
I think it's interesting. You finally have some right-handers out there. It's been a plethora of left-handers. I mean, let me a side note, that Kershaw pitched last night. He has no velocity on his fastball whatsoever anymore. And he was topping out at 91. And it's interesting to watch him now try to pitch like Zito did when he lost his fastball, like Greinke is doing now that he's lost his velocity. Certainly there are guys who tried to do it, couldn't do it, like Lincecum. And it's going to be interesting to see the transition now of Kershaw into a pitcher who doesn't have a 95-96 mile an hour fastball.
Boy, fun. Well, enjoy the day. Appreciate having you on. A great report. Thanks, Barry.
You're welcome. Thanks, as always, for having me on.
All right, Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. Yeah, he's in the middle of it. Yeah, a lot of backbiting, a lot of finger pointing, and you don't see it here.